This is a Soul Podcast Briefing.
Good day. This is your Soul Podcast Briefing for April 3rd, 2020. Trying to put off doing laundry, this is Joe McPherson. Today's COVID-19 numbers. We have 86 new cases in South Korea today, 3 down from the day before, which brings us up to 10,062 cases in total. Unfortunately, we've had 5 deaths, bringing the total to 174. In Seoul, breaking down the numbers, in Seoul we have 18 new cases, many of them still coming from this church in Gudo in southwestern Seoul, which is a weird church. The pastor is currently in prison for raping 9 parishioners, but they're still going to the church, so obviously no logic's going to work for them. So, yeah. Anyway, Daegu is 9 new cases. That's half that of Seoul. It's starting to put Seoul now as the epicenter of the virus, even though it's still not that strong. And a lot of Daegu's new cases are coming from hospitals. Imported cases. We have 22 imported cases. That means people coming in through the airport. We're now at 22, which is actually more than Seoul. Breaking down the numbers, around a little over half of them are coming from Europe, and around a little over 30% are coming from America. Many of them are Korean nationals returning home from those areas. And one more case has been reported from the U.S. Forces in Korea, USFK base, bringing the total there to 16. The new mandatory quarantine started on Wednesday. So now anyone who enters Korea from any country, Korean national or foreigner, has to be in quarantine for 2 weeks. If you have resident in Korea, you're going to go straight to that residence and to a health check center. But you have to stay in that residence. If you don't have residence in Korea, you got to pay to be in a government-designated quarantine area. 45 people are now currently under police investigation for breaking the quarantine, so take it seriously. 8 foreigners were denied entry to Korea the other day because they refused to go under quarantine. So we're taking that very seriously. If you do break quarantine, you risk a year in jail or 10 million won fine. If you're a foreigner, you get deported. Not a good thing. What's interesting, though, is a lot of new arrivals, they're going to be tested at Seoul Sports Stadium, which is way off in Jamsil, where they had the Olympics in 1988. Now, keep this. Incheon Airport, where most everyone's coming in from, because I live next to Gimpo, is pretty much empty. Well, Incheon's empty too, but pretty empty. But anyway, both of them are in western part, west of Seoul. Incheon's very much on the west. Jamsil is so east, it's east of Gangnam. It's sort of part of Gangnam. That's way down over there. So we're trekking people from the airport all the way to the opposite side of the Seoul metro area. And Seoul is supplying taxis, around 200 taxis, but you're gonna have to pay for it. And a taxi ride from Incheon Airport to Jamsil Sports Stadium is 130,000 won. Yeah. Recently in other news, Korea Times posted a pretty good coronavirus anti-racism video. I have a link to it in the show notes. I totally agree with the video about don't use coronavirus as an excuse for anti-Asian racism. That is despicable. That's just dumb. It's just completely dumb. And I've been seeing that. I don't know. It seems I really agree with the video. I just wish it was a little more holistic and pointing out the racism that's happening in Korea itself. There's a lot of, still I'm hearing a good bit of anti-Chinese racism here. It seems more of pointing fingers at others so that you don't have to reflect on yourself. Remember, there were, when this started, there were signs on restaurants saying no foreigners allowed. Foreign residents have been systematically excluded by the government. At first, it was the mask distribution. We had designated days that we were supposed to go to pharmacists and get masks, but a lot of foreigners were excluded from that. Now since then, the government has gone around and is now providing free masks for foreigners. But it's this little systematic. It's not coming from ignorant racist rednecks. This is actually coming from official sources. The discrimination is coming from official sources, from the government itself. Right now, there's big questions about all these income payouts, the relief stimulus that's going out to individuals. The Gyeonggi province, there's a national fund, Seoul, other regions are doing it, and they're very vague. They're very vague, but there's still questions of whether or not that includes foreign residents, registered foreign residents. I'm not talking about tourists. I'm talking about registered foreign residents. That they're being excluded. Lots of people are getting upset about that. There's a petition. I have a link to it in the show notes or in the comments. There's a petition that's gotten over 11,000 signatures saying to include registered foreign residents in economic stimulus. It's really not really about the amount of money. It's just more of the principle of it, in my opinion. It's just, what it says about the role of diverse peoples in the quilt, the patchwork quilt of Korean society. Patchwork quilt is not a metaphor to use for Korean society. It would be a pretty much 99% cotton blend. The 98% cotton blend with a 2% polyester. We are the polyester. But still, just the message it sends about how we're just subhuman in Korean society, that we just don't matter. It's actually like made an official stance by the government. I've been keeping track of the U.S. economic relief packages, the CARES. It does exclude some good many immigrants, which is shameful. But it does include green card holders. Green card holders, as long as they have Social Security numbers, supposedly can get relief funding. I'm an F5 visa. I'm the equivalent of a green card holder in Korea. I'm just one step away from citizenship. I can vote. The next election that's coming up in 2 weeks, I'm registered to vote. I'm going to vote in Korean elections. I'm not enough of a person to count towards economic relief. Even though paying taxes, I've built businesses here, employing Korean nationals, contributing to the economy. So that's an issue. It's been bugging me. It's been bugging a lot of people. It's not a lot of money, but it's just the official stance of Korea is, foreigners, you're only good for as photo props when we want to promote tourism and I don't know. In other weird news, Korea Times. If you've been with the Seoul podcast back in the day, back when we were originally doing it back in 2008 through 2010, you might remember, if you want to call it like our nemesis for Seoul podcasts was there were a few of them, but there was one particular editor at the Korea Times who went by. He still had the very professional email name of Fools Die 5. He would put at the end of all of his editorials. And the guy was just the most notorious, like, he was more nationalistic than Tucker Carlson. It was the most, but cartoonishly so. It's like, no matter what, he had this the most xenophobic and just humorously nationalistic articles. He was a chaebol lackey, which meant that anytime there was any challenge to Samsung's power, he was first in line to defend poor Samsung. He's now been promoted to the head of publishing at the Korea Times. He's the head of the Korea Times now, so expect a lot more fun and antics from our good friend Fools Die. Thank you for watching this Seoul podcast briefing. Please make sure to, if you like it, please like the video. Please make sure to describe if subscribe. Make sure to describe. I'm really scared of how you would describe us. Please make sure to subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, please click the bell so you're notified of new shows when we post it. Also, you can subscribe on iTunes and other podcasting platforms. So this has been your Seoul Podcast Briefing. This is Joe McPherson. Take it safe out there.